Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Hi, I missed a call from you, so it's Michelle Copeland.
Give me 2 seconds, Michelle. Let me just get your details up. I just need to finish on this client a second.
Excuse me, but I'm going up a million stairs to go to school, so I'm out of breath. It's just...
It's okay. Are you okay for a quick 5 minute chat?
Yeah.
Let me just find your details. No.
God, these stairs are never ending.
Oh,
hi, I'm at 42 steps, but it's not up a hill.
It's windy as well,
too. Oh, as they have.
My name's Michael. I'm from the law firm helping you with your Scottish redress case.
Yeah.
All of our phones are recorded, Michelle, for training and monitoring purposes. My role is to understand your case a little better.
Uh-huh.
It's my job to go out and gather the evidence, whether that's from social services, Michelle,
uh-huh,
or local authorities, or any sort of NHS or GPs. Now, the call today isn't about particularly your time in care. It's more about how the trauma you suffered in care has had an impact on you in your adult life. Now, whether that being depression, anxiety, PTSD, alcohol or substance issues, we can tie all of those back to the trauma you suffered whilst you were in care.
All right.
And our rights also write you obviously any GPs, doctors, hospitals.
No, I've not been that bad.
No. Have you suffered with depression, Michelle, or any
anxiety? No, it's just the past 6 years. But it's nothing really to do with it. Basically, my mum was an alcoholic, and that's how I ended up in the child care.
Okay, yeah.
But it was like the last 6 years there when I lost my mum, and then my auntie, my mum, and then one ex-partner and my current partner, so...
Jeez.
Yeah, in the space of 6 years.
Oh, wow.
So...
So
I know.
Have you had medication from the doctor?
Yeah, I can't even remember what they were called, but I never, I stopped taking them because I thought they were rank. They would just make me feel sick. Because, no offence, to me, tablets don't take away, doesn't take away the problem, because the problem's not going to be there.
Yeah.
So, no. I'd rather deal with it myself.
Yeah,
then take pills, come on in.
Yeah, not as many people are strong-minded as you. It does help. I believe it's some people as well.
Aye, no. I don't know.
So if it's okay with you, Michelle, I'm gonna write to your doctor. I'm gonna get all of your medical records. Just to obtain and ascertain, you know, obviously your depression and. And it could have been, you know, the loss that you've had could have been the sword that broke the camel's back.
That's how it all started, basically. When my dad died, my mum had to drink, and then my sister was in the jail, and then my mum had to drink, and I had fun. I had two brothers that I didn't know I had, and it was just mental. It's quite a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot to cope with, isn't it?
Back then, it was all different compared to what it is now.
Yeah, I get that. Can I take your GP's details, please, Michelle?
There's all different doctors, so I couldn't tell you exactly.
Just give me the practice.
It's Kilburnie Health Centre.
Kilburnie,
K-I-L-B-I-R-N-I-E, Health Centre.
Kilburnie,
aye.
Okay.
And that's in, details. I think it's Kirtland Road, Kilburnie.
I'll get all that.
But I'm only been in this area for 9 years, so will they have all of my records from years ago?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think I'll have your apology. Have you ever been suicidal, Michelle?
No, I've got ways to think about it.
I'm sorry for having to ask that, but I do
have to. Hold on.
So what I'll do, Michelle, is once I receive the all the medical, all the information back from your time in care, i.e. the social services from Woodland School,
uh-huh.
Do you want me to send you that information, Michelle?
No, I don't really want anything to do with that.
Okay.
If you know what I mean, that was back then. And to get me down, the school was brilliant. That just was the same, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Things were happening at nobody knew, but hey ho.
Yeah, and I'm sorry you went through that.
Don't worry about it. You get used to it.
Yeah.
When you've got boys, you've got to get used to it.
Yeah, I get that. So what I'll do, Michelle, is obviously I'll write you the early medical records, I'll write to the social services department.
The social work department, that was based in Campus Lang.
Okay.
Main Street, but that's not there anyway, so I don't know where you would...
It's okay, I'll respect to the local authority of where that service was.
Aye.
I'll gather all the information from there.
Right.
The social services or the records or the National Records Scotland, I'll write to all of them.
Right, okay.
Mum, my job is to gather
as much
evidence
yeah.
as I can, just so I can get you the best chance of getting the most amount of... You know, recognition and also compensation, to be honest with you, Michelle.
See, it's not really the compensation that I was thinking. I just thought, see, because I see the advertisers like that, well, I was in care, so
yeah.
Came up in, so I just thought I'd get a shot and
no, we can help
tell
you
how it happened.
Yeah, get you some recognition of you know, wrongdoing of what happened to you, to be honest with you, Michelle. That's probably
yeah.
most important.
My most fault. I know that sounds sad, but if she had to be drinking, then I wouldn't have probably went to school. But I can't blame her, Kim, what I mean, so it's just the way life is.
As long as you don't blame yourself, because none of it was
your fault.
It was all...
Sometimes it did. Yeah,
you know.
But
okay.
It's just got to go on with it.
Yeah, once I have all that information, I'll go through it with you.
Right.
Go through all of your statements, make sure you're fully happy with everything I'm submitting, along
uh-huh.
with your medical records, and I'll submit that to the Scottish Redress.
No worries.
We'll then get what's called a panel date, Michelle,
uh-huh.
and they will judge our case. From there, hopefully we'll then get you the recognition you deserve, and also some financial compensation.
Well, if you put in, sorry, a Woodland cool. school, you'll get quite a lot, because quite a few of my friends have been the same, Kim, I mean, so...
Yeah. There's some notorious places up there north of the border.
It's really in the mouth of an area, too.
And they're instantly recognisable by these Scottish Redress boards as well, so...
Okay.
So, do you have any questions, Michelle, on what I'm
going to
do?
No, that's fine.
Perfect. I just need to go back a step with you, Michelle, just so you understand
uh-huh.
all of your options. And make sure that you understand our fees before we go ahead.
Uh-huh.
One of my colleagues in customer care may have gone through this with you, but I do need to go through it with you. Make sure you're fully aware.
Yes.
So just to let you know, Michelle, you can't apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. That would only entail, if you so wish, to gather your own evidence and submit your own case, however which way you want to do that. So that is option one. Option two is you can charge the law firm to any fees. They participate in what's called the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether you win, lose, or draw. I can't legally discuss their practices and what they do and what they, more importantly,
yeah.
they don't do for you. What I can tell you, Michelle, is we don't participate in that scheme. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout by the Scottish Government or from the Scottish Government, shall I say. We enter into a joint venture with you under a no-win, no-fee. And what that means is you win, we win, you lose, we lose together, and it's on us.
Right.
You maximise your claim valuation. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of VAT, Michelle, so you'll never pay us more than 20%.
Uh-huh.
No matter how much time we spend on your case, that is the maximum you will ever pay us. On the flip side of that, Michelle, is the no-win, no-fee piece is no matter how much time we spend on this case, and we are unsuccessful, we will never come to you to recover the fees.
Our fees
will be covered by the insurance policy. So we will never cost you any money if we're not successful.
You'll not be getting any anyway, I'm scared.
We wouldn't do it to you anyway. You're deemed as a vulnerable client because of what you've been through, and we're unable to and wouldn't do it anyway as a business.
Yeah.
Just to let
that's
you know,
good.
Never,
yeah.
Never come calling for any sort of thing. Do you understand those three options?
Yes. Yes.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yes.
Okay, just to let you know, Michelle, you do have what's called a 14-day cooling off period as well.
I have a lot of cancel.
You sign the paperwork, you have 14 days to cancel. Although you can waive that 14-day and we can start on your case straight away. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you happy to waive the 14-day cooling off period, Michelle?
I don't need that anyway.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Michelle, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. My name's Mike.
Right.
Give me a call anytime you need me, Michelle.
Okay.
I'm at the other end of a phone to you or the other end of a call to you all the time. No questions. I deem it as wasting my time, so ring me whenever you need me, Michelle.
Right, that's great.
Okay. I'll be in touch with you every month, Michelle, just to let you know how I'm getting on.
How long does it take? Roughly?
Could take anywhere up to 10 months just to get your information back.
That's quite a lot. That's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah, we generally...
I've seen that. It's a bit quicker than you would usually wait, really, isn't it? Because usually you wait a couple of years or something like that.
Yeah, okay. This would take 3 years.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, so we're going to go to 3 years. It should take us 12 months.
No worries. No, I'm at the phone anyway, so...
Okay, Michelle, I'll enjoy the rest of your day and I'll crack on with your case.
You too. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Michelle. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Bye. Cheers. Bye-bye.